Kimber Ralstead is the Cook County Hospital and Care Center Administrator. Good morning, Kimber.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, we had a board meeting last week.
Yes, we did.
Before we get to that, will you explain the hospital phone system and why you had to have a different phone number?
Well, we have internet over, you know, the IP phone type of a system. So our phone system uses digital communication. And we don't have the analog phones anymore. So we're trying to figure that out. That's one of the things on our list after our little after-action debriefing, is to figure out if there is some way that we can do a switch that if we have this happen again, hopefully we won't, that people can just dial a regular number and it'll come into some type of a phone system that we can talk to people on.
Well, it was good we had that information so that if there were any emergencies, we could get that word out to folks. The last couple times I spoke with you, we were talking about a strategic plan.
Now, correct.
Where are we with that? I noticed it was on the agenda.
One of our goals is to update our strategic plan on a very periodic basis. And so the last time it was done was in February of 2011. And so the board had their meeting originally back in May and said, we want to continue with the four strategic initiatives. Now we need to develop strategic goals with them. And the department heads and I have worked on that. We presented that to the board this month, and they approved our strategic plan with these strategic initiatives and goals. And now we get to start working on those.
Well, I looked it over, and so I don't want to go into too much detail, but you say there's four strategic elements.
Correct.
Briefly, what are they?
They are organizational development, facility plan, quality, and marketing and communications.
There were a couple of grants, one from the North Shore Healthcare Foundation and a Rural Hospital Capital Improvement Grant.
Yes, the North Shore Healthcare Foundation grant, the ambulance service, Steve Duchesne, had made an application for that to upgrade our Annies for CPR. Steve is one of our CPR instructors, and we find that with the number of people that we have to train, that we didn't really have enough, and also that our Annies were being outdated and had kind of been used a little bit, been kissed a lot, and needed to be updated. And so he submitted an application, and the North Shore Healthcare Foundation was wonderful enough to grant that, and so we will be updating our Annies. The Rural Hospital Capital Improvement Grant, that was one that we had actually applied for. It was to the state of Minnesota, and we were hoping to upgrade our ambulance, the third ambulance that we have. And unfortunately, that one was not funded, but we'll try again next year.
Speaking of ambulances, as we were, was there any difficulty during the flood, I mean, to get to Duluth, if you had to?
Well, no. We actually checked in a couple of things. We were always checking to make sure that we could get through if we needed to. And at one point, there was a discussion that possibly we may not have been able to get through. But we continually asked road crews, you know, highway patrol, et cetera. And then we also double-checked with Lifelink 3 just to make sure that if we needed, could they get a fixed wing plane into the airport. And yes, they could have. We also had conversations about even going up to Thunder Bay if we needed to.
Really?
Yes.
Hopefully none of those eventualities happened, right?
And no, they did not. But we kind of felt that if we planned, we would be fine. And if we didn't, something would happen, and then we'd be doing it at the last minute.
Okay, rural health issues meeting. And then also let's talk a little bit about the Minnesota Rural Health Conference, because I know there's rural health is a big issue right now anyway.
Correct, it is. The Rural Health Issues Group is actually a group that's sponsored by the federal government that I've had the opportunity to participate in now for 2 years. And it includes people from the federal government, from an agency in there called HRSA, and also the American Hospital Association and the National Rural Health Association. And they had a meeting recently in Chicago. It's a small group comprised of approximately 20 people. And, you know, talk a little bit about what the issues are facing rural health, and then also what we can try to promote and support and cajole people into if we need to. And there was recently MedPAC, which is a group that advises Congress on Medicare reimbursement and Medicare payment, just came out with a plan regarding rural health. And so I've been trying to read through that and talk about that. But that's what that group was talking a little bit about and saying, hey, don't forget about rural health, because we're not the same as those urban players. And that's what most of the policymakers are very used to, you know, obviously New York and California and Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. I mean, that's what they're used to, and they don't really quite understand the grand marais of the world.
Okay, now it's time for me to put you on the hook. Sometime this week, the Supreme Court is going to make a ruling, we think, one way or the other, up or down, on the health care plan that the president has now. Okay, what's going to happen?
If I knew that, I would be probably in Washington, you know, making a ton of money. I don't know. I have heard individuals both from when I was at that meeting in Chicago recently to St. Paul that, you know, I've heard everybody think that all the options will happen at some point in time. I don't believe my prognostic. I don't think it's going to be overturned. I think it will be supported. I have a feeling the individual mandate may be what is overturned, but we'll see what happens. Whatever happens, however, those of us in healthcare know that we have to change. We're working on that diligently, and our focus is always going to be on our patients and what we need to do to provide care to our patients, our case, the residents, and our community.
We've been speaking with Kimber Ralstead. She's the administrator over at Cook County Hospital and Care Center. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jay.